Hi. Mic on. Good morning. This is the April 23rd, 2024 Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals hearing. This is a quasi judicial proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony should write their names on the sign-in sheet outside. Witnesses will be sworn in prior to giving testimony. And these proceedings are being recorded this morning. The decisions of this board are final, and any challenges or appeals to these decisions must be filed in the Superior Court of Chatham County. Okay. Let me take the roll. I see Mr. Drayton is here, Mr. Balut's here, and Ms. Stone is here, and the chairman is here this morning. So we have ourselves a quorum to proceed. May we stand and say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. First matter on our agenda this morning is the approval of the March 26-24 meeting minutes. Have members of the board had an opportunity to look at those minutes? And if so, are there any suggestions or changes that should be made? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Okay. Well,
ladies first.
Okay. All right. Ms. Stone moves to approve. Do I hear a second?
Okay.
All right. By voice vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right. No old business and nothing on the consent agenda, so we're to the regular agenda. First matter on the regular agenda is a variance at 2304 East Boulevard. May we hear from staff this morning, please?
Just a moment. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, board members. I am Brad Clement. I'll be speaking on behalf of Development Services today. I'd ask that the staff report be entered into the record and all appropriate exhibit items.
Admitted.
The nature of the request. The petitioner is requesting a variance to allow for the construction of a pool that will encroach into the Chatham County's 35-foot environmental overlay buffer. I typically don't stand here and read these things for you, but I want to make sure to get the words right given our recent discussions on all things riparian. I do not intend to go through that in-depth postdoctoral discussion that we previously had. The subject property is approximately 0.7 acres and is currently split zoned, one family residential environmental overlay and marsh conservation environmental overlay. I'd like to show you where that is in relationship. There you go. That red line being the zoning demarcation separating the two zones, split zoning there. The property is constructed with a wooden head wall with a protected property area of approximately 0.3 acres. Proposed construction is planned entirely within the 0.3 acres of protected property, also within the R1EO overlay portion of the parcel. As a result of the presence of the wooden head wall, the petitioner has received an exemption from the state waters buffer. Let me show you another exhibit here. You'll see some interesting arts and crafts time artwork. This yellow line marking the presence of that head wall. Green line is what would be the CMPA line, the 25-foot state buffer. This red line is the county's additional 10-foot buffer, the 35-foot riparian buffer that you're familiar with now in the EO areas. Additionally, on February 27, 2024, the petitioner was given a determination of exemption from the buffer by Chatham County Environmental Programs Manager stating that the proposed disturbance is located landwards of the serviceable bank stabilization. This picture pretty much tells the story for the rest of what I'm about to explain to you. Skip all of that. Let's skip straight to the relevant environmental overlay district standards. We have discussed in the past the rationale behind the state's buffer as it relates to erosion and sedimentation. That buffer was exempted as this was determined not to be riparian in nature and not be related to those negative effects because of the presence of the headwall. Chatham County may leave their buffer in place as it is looking at different standards as it relates to environmental overlay district, and I'm going to go through those for you now. Section A, number C of that section. Protect environmental quality, especially the estuarine system that surrounds the community. A through B are immaterial. Number B of section 4. Maximum building height shall be 36 feet above grade, blah, blah, blah. He's not asking to build a building. The key takeaway there is vertical obstruction in that buffer area. This is a pool. There are no vertical parts to the construction of a pool. That section goes away. Number C, a 35-foot riparian buffer as measured from the Department of Natural Resources jurisdictional marsh line as established by the Coastal Resource Division in accordance with the Coastal Marshlands Protection Act of 1970. That was the green line that we magicked away. The buffer must remain undisturbed at all times except as permitted in paragraph 2 of this section. The requirement of the riparian buffer does not exclude the property owner from compliance with any other state or local buffers of state waters except for marinas, only that the provision we're not building a marina. And number D, lastly, no more than 30% of the riparian buffer may be altered by pruning or selective clearing for access and maintenance of view corridors. So I want you to take a look at this picture and find the riparian vegetation in that picture because it sure looks like Bermuda grass to me. And the 30% number of encroachment, I'd like to show you this. If you were to measure out the areas, normally when we talk about encroachment, we're talking about linear feet. The ordinance specifically calls out percentage of an area. That area number there is shown. That's the 2,825 and a half square feet. The encroached area represents 220 square feet. That represents a total encroachment of 7%, nowhere near the 30% called out in the ordinance. Picture being worth 1,000 words, let's go back to that one. I'm going to run down the variance criteria for you, and I'll shut up. There are extraordinary and exceptional conditions pertaining to the particular piece of property in question because of its size, shape, or topography. Subject property does not represent extraordinary and exceptional conditions as compared with other similarly zoned adjacent properties. The obvious exception being the presence of that headwall. You can look in this picture and see the adjacent properties, and you can see the petitioner's property. One of these things is not like the others. The application of this chapter to a particular piece of property would create an unnecessary hardship. Staff finds the application of this chapter creates a hardship for this particular property and creates a contradictory application of riparian standards. The property has been exempted from straight restrictions as it has been determined to present stabilized shoreline and not be riparian in nature. However, this parcel is in a high-risk AE11 flood zone, special flood hazard area. Granting this encroachment variance in no way impacts the petitioner's ability to secure building permits unless additional and all unrelated floodplain issues are satisfactorily addressed through the engineering department. That's a whole different set of challenges and wickets to go through. Such conditions are peculiar to the property involved. This property possesses a headwall which stabilizes the shoreline and protects the property from coastal erosion and other typical riparian effects. Relief, if granted, would not cause substantial detriment to the public good or impair the purposes and intent of the Chatham County ordinance. This variance would not impact the public good or impair the purposes or intent of this ordinance. And this unique situation, this particular application, bring into questions the nature and intent of the ordinance as it exists. This proposal does not include any vertical construction. removal or other impacts to riparian vegetation, or increase any marshland encroachment beyond the headwall as it currently exists. Based on the variance criteria exemption by the state and the county's February 27, 2024 correspondence, MPC staff recommends approval of the petitioner's request for variance. Petitioner is present today, as is Mr. Kirkland from the county's environmental programs. Should the board have any questions?
Any questions of staff from the board? Mr. Kirkland, if you'd like to put your two cents worth in here.
Absolutely. Good morning, Chair. Good morning. Ladies and gentlemen of the board, I'm Jefferson Kirkland, Environmental Program Manager with Chatham County Department of Engineering. You can see I was promoted from crayons to markers on my exhibit, so any questions you have there, I'm more than happy to answer.
Okay. We don't have any sort of marsh grass or marsh plants up in that yard, do we?
No.
Okay.
Not at the time I did my visit.
Okay. Any questions of Mr. Kirkland? All right. Thank you. Anything else for staff this morning? Hearing nothing, we will hear from the petitioner. Please step forward. State your name for the record,
Brandon,
and raise your right hand.
Brandon Lino.
Raise your right hand, Mr. Lino. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. You have the floor.
I don't really know how to follow that, to be honest. I guess I'm just here for questions or concerns. Okay.
I have a question.
Sure.
This seawall, how old is it?
It was there when I purchased the property.
Okay.
So I do not know. I believe 2017.
Okay. So fairly recent.
Yes, sir.
All right. It looking at the photograph, Google Earth photograph, I can see the side portion of the seawall looks very substantial and above, the surface of your backyard, front yard, I guess.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But coming down the horizontally, on the dock side, it's hard to tell.
There are two different materials. The side that's at an angle, mm-hmm, is built out of steel.
Okay.
I don't know what you call them, but it's steel.
And then bulwarks, yes. Okay.
Huge railroad ties.
Right.
Really big ones. And then the other side is a wood retaining wall.
Wooden. Okay.
Yes.
And they were built at the same time?
I do not know the answer to
okay.
that.
Okay. And the condition of the wood is what?
Very good.
Very good.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. just a comment from me. I have no problem giving you the variance with the condition that that seawall be maintained,
sure,
and not allowed to deteriorate so as to allow the marsh to encroach.
Absolutely.
Within it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Any other questions? Hearing none. Do I hear a motion to, well, do we have anyone on the phone this morning? All right. Is there anyone else? I don't see anyone here this morning. All right. Any discussion? Nothing? All right. Do I hear a motion to approve, with my condition that, that seawall be maintained in perpetuity, so as not to allow the marsh to encroach upon it. Okay. Motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion for approval of the variance provided that the retaining area and wall be maintained as suggested by you.
Okay. In perpetuity or until that pool is removed. Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right, very good. I have a motion on the floor with a second. All in favor of approving the variance, voice vote. All say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Right. You have your variance.
Thank you very much.
And thank your lucky stars, because we don't give those very often in life.
I appreciate it.
And I'm just looking at your photograph here, the Google Earth photograph. I'm assuming that your neighbor to the immediate right of you, do they have a seawall?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, I know the guy next other side does not.
I'm the only seawall within 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 houses.
And I'm assuming these would not be giving a variance. The county wouldn't have on either one of these other properties, right? Okay. It's very unique. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you are on the extreme south end of Wilmington.
Yes, sir.
A nice view.
Thank you.
Right. All right. Anything else this morning in this matter? All right. Anything else on the agenda this morning? Easy peasy, as they say. Hearing nothing, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.